All right, good evening, everyone. Thank you for those that are joining. So now we will begin the Magnolia Public Schools Audit Facilities Committee meeting on this day, Wednesday, April 12, 2023. My name is Jennifer Lara. I'm the Executive Assistant and Board Secretary here at Magnolia Public Schools. It's a pleasure to be with you all here this evening. Just a couple of reminders before we begin. First, this meeting is being recorded. Second, if you're a member of the public and you wish to make a public comment during the public comment section of this meeting, you're more than welcome to state your name. If it is something that you want to say anonymously, you may do so as well. At this time, we only received one public comment form. However, we'll give the members of the public an opportunity to give a comment in case you did not fill out a form. And then lastly, for our staff that are presenting, please state your name and your title before presenting yourself to the committee and to the public. And for our committee members, if you may please state your name before giving your comments or your questions. And with that, we'll begin tonight's Audit and Facilities Committee meeting. Once again, the date is Wednesday, April 12th, and the time is 6:12 p.m. I'll turn it over to Mr. Mohamedov, if you may please call the meeting to order.
Thank you, Jennifer. Good evening, everyone. I would like to call the Magnolia Public Schools Audit and Facilities Committee meeting into order. Thank you.
Thank you, Mr. Mohamedov. With that, I'll record attendance. Mr. Mohamedov?
Here.
Thank you, Ms. Gonzalez?
Here.
Thank you, Mr. Sheehan?
Here.
Thank you to our committee members. Now that we've established quorum, we'll move on next with the approval of agenda. The motion is to approve the agenda as presented. Would a committee member like to move the motion?
I'll move the motion to approve the agenda presented. Diane?
Thank you, Ms. Gonzalez. Is there a second?
I will second, yeah.
Thank you, Mr. Sheehan, for seconding. I'll take roll call vote. Mr. Mohamedov?
Yes.
Yes, Ms. Gonzalez?
Yes.
Yes, Mr. Sheehan?
Yes.
Yes. Thank you to our committee. The agenda has been approved as presented. Next, we'll move on to public comments. As a reminder, you're given 3 minutes to state your comment. 6 minutes of translation is needed. We did receive a public comment form, as mentioned, from Mr. Justin Sinnott.
Sinnott.
Oh, Sinnott. My apologies. So I'll give you the floor for 3 minutes.
Awesome. Thank you. Well, I'm Justin Sinnott. I'm a vice president with Erickson Hall. And I'm really, really excited for the potential opportunity to be the construction manager on the Magnolia Science Academy 5. My team and I have started taking a deep dive into the plans and the details, and we started working through the initial phasing and sequencing and looking at some of the long lead materials that are going to be so critical to successfully completing this project. And we're really excited to potentially be a part of it. Erickson Hall has been in business for 25 years, and currently about 85% of our work is in the K-12 market. We're school builders. That's what we're passionate about, and that's really our bread and butter. That's what we've gotten really good at over the years. We're also Southern California. We're local builder. We're not all over the country, all over the state. We're here. We're our headquarters down in Escondido. We've got our largest offices, the LA Orange County branch, and I'm really excited for the opportunity and can't wait to dive in. So appreciate everybody's time.
Thank you so much for that. Is there anyone else on the line that would like to make a public comment?
Hi, I would. My name's Andrew Thompson. I'm a principal in charge with TLR Group, and we're the architects for the MSA number 5 project. And I just wanted to, listen into the conversation tonight, but just wanted to offer up my congratulations to Justin and Erickson Hall. We work with them quite a bit throughout school K-12 industry throughout California, and in our opinion, they are one of the premier CM partners to have. So kudos to the district for selecting them and awarding the project. And we're very excited to get going with them on the project, and they're going to be able to lean in and offer quite a bit of expertise in helping us to really meet the schedule needs of trying to have some portion of the school occupied by August 2024. So thank you very much.
Thank you, Mr. Thompson. Is there any further public comment? No, thank you so much all for your public comments. So moving on, we'll move to the approval of minutes from the MPS Regular Audit Facilities Committee meeting from February 2nd, 2023. Would a committee member like to move the motion? Thank you, Ms. Gonzalez. Is there a second?
I'll second, Dan.
Thank you, Mr. Chihan, for seconding. I'll take roll call vote. Mr. Mohamedov?
Yes.
Yes, Ms. Gonzalez?
Yes.
Yes, Mr. Chihan?
Yes.
Yes. Thank you to our committee members. The minutes for February 2nd, 2023 has been approved. Now we'll move on to the recommended action items, starting with 2A, approval of construction manager for the property at 7111 Winnetka Avenue for the CSFP project. This will be presented by Mr. Ontiveros, our General Counsel, Director of Facilities.
Good evening, everybody. This is Patrick Ontiveros, General Counsel and Director of Facilities. So the what I'm presenting today is approval of our selection of Erickson Hall Construction as our construction manager for the MSA 5 project. And just by way of background, to give you a quick recap, we purchased the Winnetka property back at the end of 2022. Specifically, we closed escrow on October 21st. During that time, we were fortunate enough to get a award from the Office of Public School Construction for $50.8 million. So that is an award that we will apply to this project. And finally, we did in January of this year, we selected the DLR group as our architect of record for this project. So, you know, that's where we are now. On March 1st, we issued a request for proposals for construction management services. We sent it to several CM companies that we are familiar with. We also posted it on our website. And so it was, you know, fairly widely distributed. In the RFP, we emphasized the fact that this is on a fast track schedule, some might say ridiculously fast track schedule, but nevertheless, a few companies took up that challenge, Erickson Hall being one of them. So we received, when the dust settled, we received a total of 4 proposals. One of them, which was referred to us by a contractor that we worked with previously, it seems to be a one-person shop, just would not, I think, add the value that we really need and the diligence that we need for this project. It's a multi-person job from the CM's perspective. We worked with GAFCON before. They were the CM or the MSA Santa Ana Gymnasium project. And we also received a proposal from NEF. They were the construction manager for the MSA Santa Ana school building project. So GAFCON, NEF, AJS, and Erickson Hall gave us proposals, responded to the RFP. So we reviewed the proposals and Erickson Hall and NEF proposed a CM multi-prime delivery method. So I did due diligence by calling some of the references that were provided. You know, what was interesting is more than one of the persons that I spoke to said they do nothing but CM multi-prime or lease back, which we cannot do in this case. Charter schools may not do that under with this award, but CM multi-prime, yes, we can do that. So I looked at the proposals. We looked at the proposals very carefully. And when the dust settled, I thought Erickson Hall had the best response. They were very diligent about responding to our questions about schedule, about budget, and I thought it was a very diligent response. And again, They got very high marks from the references that I spoke to. Our architect of record has nothing but good things to say about them. So I thought they are the best choice for this project. That's nothing against any of the other applicants. They're solid companies, and we've worked with them, and we would work with them again. But for this particular project, I think Erickson Hall is the right party for us. Now, what I wanted to also highlight is we're not doing the traditional design, bid, build, where you design it, you bid it out to general contractors, and then you select the lowest responsive bid. What we're doing is a little bit different, very similar, but different in that we're hiring a construction manager who will act as our agent. We are, for all intents and purposes, we hold the contracts. So instead of contracting with a general contractor, all the subcontractors, the traditional contractors, we'll refer to them as prime contractors now, because there isn't that extra layer. They will contract with us, and they will be under the supervision of our construction manager. I think that's important here because we're trying to make a very challenging schedule. And I think the possibility of having to select a contractor, a general contractor that we may not be familiar with, it poses some risk both to the schedule and to the budget. So as I delved more into the responses, as I discussed these with the references, universally the response was, we only do CM multi-prime, and if you want to get quality services, Erickson Hall is one of the top firms that we work with. So just a little bit more on the CM multi-prime process. I think one thing that is attractive that's worth pointing out is, a general contractor, they come up with their bid. As part of their bid, they have their percentage that they attach as part of their fee. So it's profit and profit and overhead. And that's typically in the five and a half range. Here, Erickson Hall's analogous fee is 3.75, which I think is a substantial savings on this size of project. All of that said, I think it's a compelling reason. I think it's the appropriate delivery method for this project. Erickson Hall has already weighed in on some parts of the design and given their feedback to help the project along. They knew they weren't under contract and there was no guarantee that they would get the contract, but they nevertheless still provided that feedback. So that was very helpful. I think they've put together a solid team. When I look at the schedule and the personnel that's assigned to it, I feel like they've got a lot of people on it, which is what we need, a lot of qualified people. So when the dust settles, I think, again, Erickson Hall is the correct party for us. Again, they've worked with DLR on other projects. So there's a certain synergy there that we can take advantage of. I like the fact that Erickson Hall was very thoughtful about identifying the construction costs in their bid and saying, this is our target and this is what we are going to hit. So I thought that was very encouraging. Obviously, you never know how the market's gonna sway, what unknowns are gonna, come up, but having somebody at the outset that knows our budget, that knows our schedule is really important for this project. Given the tight timeline, and we do have a sizable award from the Office of Public School Construction, but you know, surprisingly, it will be eaten up very quickly. So we can't afford to make any mistakes. We can't afford to have, you know, ridiculous number of change orders. So yeah, so in summary, I recommend that the committee approve Erickson Hall as our construction manager. Obviously, you have to make that same recommendation to the board. And so I hope you will do that. And that's the end of my presentation. And happy to take any questions, comments, concerns.
Thank you, Mr. Ontiveros. Is there any questions or comments from the members of the public? If not, committee members, do you have any questions or comments regarding this item?
Yeah, this is Dan. I'm certainly on board with the opting for the multi-prime delivery method. Can you tell us a little bit more about the difference between your assessment of the difference between the Erickson Hall and the Nest Biz?
Sure.
About multi-prime. I mean, you talk about it in general terms. I know we have the online, the document. I believe we have online the document for the proposal. But if you could just give me a little more detail on what sways it, you're a cluster.
Yeah. So several different things came to mind for me. One is NEF's proposal included an estimate of fees. I don't like the word estimate when I can avoid it. So Erickson Hall was very, very upfront about this is our fee, that's it. With NEF, I would be concerned that, you know, as we move along in the project, we're doing more work than we expected to, or we need to add another person. Consequently, your CMP is going to go up. So that is not appealing. So that was one thing that really, you know, again, influenced my decision and my recommendation. You know, again, I already spoke briefly about the schedule and the budget. Again, I thought their response was very thoughtful about the schedule, very thoughtful about the budget. So I felt like they put in that additional effort to address those issues a bit better than NEF did. So that, again, that was another, you know, factor that weighed in my decision. And again, knowing that they've worked with the DLR on various projects, that they have that working relationship, I think that's, again, also compelling that, you know, there's, again, I spoke of the synergy. We really want a team of, you know, collaboration among the various team members so that it's seamless. We can ill afford to make any mistakes, ill afford to have people pointing the fingers at one another. If they've worked together before, that's to me is a compelling case. So I mean, again, when the dust settles, that was where I came out. You know, there may be some minor points there that anybody could say, well, I might do something a little bit different. You know, that's fair. But as I delved into the proposals, as I spoke with references, I thought Erickson Hall had the best proposal. And just one reference that I checked said, you know, with Erickson Hall, they have all boots on the ground immediately. And that was not the response I got for NEF. They staff it appropriately, but you're not, it didn't appear that everybody's available all the time. So that, again, that's another important factor, I think. Again, not to distract from NEF on any level. They also got high marks from the references, but as I've digested all this information, discussed it with our team, I came out in favor of selecting Erickson Hall as our CM.
What is our timeline right now between quarters, or is it what are we expecting in the first quarter of the work that has to be done?
Well, I mean, we've done a fair amount of work so far on the design side. Mm-hmm. We're already into design development. Frankly, I think we're mostly through it. So they have to play a little bit of catch up, but they've also, I know they've kind of been a fly on the wall and given feedback along the way. So it's not like they're starting fresh with no knowledge of the project. So we're in design development. I think we may be even very close to that. I know we've made some submissions to DSA. Mm-hmm. We had at least one meeting with DSA, trying to emphasize the schedule, and they were, I think, as responsive as DSA is going to be. So, at this point, I'm going to be relying on our construction manager to crank out a schedule for us that we have to meet. We'll take it from there.
Okay, so you will be following up with our construction people and the manager over the project to make sure
yes, sir.
Everything is being done in a timely manner?
Yes, absolutely.
Okay. So, because I from the past.
Yeah. So I know what you're talking about. Yeah, please, if you wouldn't mind, I'd like Justin to maybe comment a little bit.
That first quarter is very, very critical.
Mm-hmm.
As you state your
This is Justin with Erickson Hall. As Patrick mentioned, the project is broken into some phases already, which is very smart in DLR part, to where we've got a package of plans that will move right to DSA, and it's a grading and utility package, to where we're not waiting for DSA to look at the whole job, which is going to be towards the end of the year.
Mm-hmm.
To start anything. We're breaking the utilities and grading so that we can start. It'll probably be late summer, early fall. We'll be rocking and rolling to where we can complete all the demo, all the grading, run the utilities from your street into your campus, and be completely done with all that work. And by the time the DSA stamps out the job, we're already rocking and rolling. We also have to get some of the electrical gear. It's a year out. It takes a year to get that gear right now. I'm working on DLR. May 23rd is our target date to get the documents that we need, and we've listed out exactly what we need to order that gear. Because if we wait past that May 23rd and we start creeping into in July, August, you won't have power in August of 24. But we're prioritizing that. That's going to be a huge focus. And then the other thing is the steel package. We're starting to work with the structural engineer under DLR on what that needs to look like. Not just for pricing, but for ease of construction, for speed of construction. There's some components that we would recommend, and we've got to get that process rolling early, because it does, in today's market, take two, three months to get steel. And if we wait until December when we go stamp to bid that out, we're going to have concrete poured and we'll be waiting for steel. We can't have that on this time frame. So the first quarter is getting that long lead stuff ordered and going, and getting that grading utilities done. As we wait for DSA to stamp the set out, we'll be way ahead of the game. That's our priorities.
Okay. And are there any additional licensing that have to be gotten?
There's going to be some permits. Typical standard city type permits are going to be encroachment as we work in that perimeter, and then there's some utility tie-in type stuff, licensing them. There's a licensing for a proprietary steel connection system there's a licensing component. I don't know what that looks like. We're working through that. But the time savings, if we have used it in the past, makes up for cost-wise and time-wise over that licensing theater. It's always a win. But we would weigh that option. We present to the team the different options, but there won't be anything other than that.
Okay. Any further questions from the committee?
This is Mekhan. Thank you for the presentation and coming to our meeting. Patrick, so we posted this on March 6th to our website, and we closed it by March 14, right?
I believe that is correct. Yes. Yeah, so it was a quick turnaround.
Given your experience, is that sufficient time for any firm to be prepared to propose to us and deliver and understand the whole dynamic of the building going forward?
Yes, I believe so. I mean, of course that is a relatively short window, but I didn't get any feedback from any other firms that, hey, we need more time. If they had asked for more time, we certainly would have considered it. and provided a reasonable amount of time, but none of the vendors that I spoke with, and I reached out to, for example, Bernard's as well, and they were fine with the deadlines. Nobody said they weren't going to consider the RFP and consider a response because of the tight timeline.
Okay, thank you. With Erickson Hall, Justin, is that Justin?
Yeah.
Justin, thanks for your background information. Justin, did you guys do any CMMP from ground up like we're planning to do at MSA5 before?
Yeah, we're currently doing about 100 million a year or so in ground up CM multi-prime, about 300 million overall, a mixture of the lease back that Patrick mentioned where we're at the actual builder. I think that is an advantage in that we are also a builder. We're not a suitcase, briefcase, 40, that we know how to build and we're going to make sure it gets built. But yeah, we've done about 100 million a year and a majority of that is ground up. Some rather large ones currently going on.
Okay. And given your experience, how do you feel about the project with MSA5, given our timeline, the location, the challenges or advantages it provides in the area to meeting the deadline of delivering the school?
Yeah, we definitely have some challenges. We wouldn't have pursued it so hard if we thought it was impossible. And we started working with DLR on the way that this project has to be laid out to get it done in time with the two phases. We've got the steel building starting in the corner on the right of your screen there, because that's going up first. We don't want to block ourselves out with that block gem that's in the middle of the picture. So we worked through some of that, how the site needs to be laid out in order to get it done. We've started looking at some off-site parking because there's not enough room to have contractor parking. And there's a couple options very, very nearby that we're looking at. We'll have some foreman trucks on site as we work through construction, but we're starting to work through the constraints that we have with the size of the site. And we're working through some of those challenges now. We're working through them, but there's definitely some challenges. We have to get some of these long lead materials ordered, and the team has been incredibly receptive to everything that we've brought up. We've recommended HVAC equipment manufacturers who have better lead times, better performance requirements, better in a lot of ways. And that's just based on, we do this all day, every day. We know who can get the job done. And the team, DLR, Patrick, the rest of the team have been really, really receptive to the different options. There are some challenges, but we have identified them and we're tackling.
Okay, thank you. Steve, with the budget, do we have the projection budgets or how we are looking into this as we move forward, expenses and everything, where does that fall in?
Yeah, that's a good question. We've modeled out, the multi-year projection for this project. And so far,
possible to look at it, or you want to present it tomorrow at the board? I would like to see it, if possible, the projections for the facility.
Sure. This is Patrick Monteveros again. We have a budget that we're working off of right now. It is in line with our award. There is a chance that we may have to supplement that award. That remains to be seen. That will be a challenge we'll have for our team.
Patrick, so sorry, supplement the on top of the total award we got, or the...
Yeah.
Okay.
Again, possible. As part of this, there's obviously going to be costs associated with doing overtime, doing extra shifts, this kind of thing. So, certain costs are just unavoidable. By bringing on somebody early, we can maybe identify areas where we can realize cost savings and not have to come out of pocket for anything.
Okay. Concern is how does it look on the budget? It's important that we go concurrently while we're discussing the expenses, where that falls on the budget, so that we see where we're going and how we're going to end it. So I think it's crucial that we look at that concurrently, and Steve and his team adjusts the budget as you move the project along. And I very much appreciate in a short period of time a lot is being achieved. The budget portion of it, I think, is important that we see it where it falls.
Yeah, and this is Steve. That's a very good point. And with things moving as quickly as they have been, obviously we've had to kind of re-examine some things. But I think Patrick and I can circle back and see what costs we're anticipating in the short term, in the near term, and then obviously the costs that are incorporated in the long term to make sure that we're not going over budget. We're remaining within that $50.8 million allocation. And that's something we'll certainly do, and we'll bring you back something. I can bring you back something as now that this information is becoming more concrete and more clear. I'd be happy to bring you back something that shows an updated projection on that.
Okay, yeah, let's have something that's dynamic, that moves along with our project. If we need to use different tools, let's use it so that we see it. Also, the trying to understand how is the payment plan works to the Erickson Hall if we were to move forward. Do we have that payment plan, or is it?
I think you guys did present a how it's paid out.
We would bill based on deliverables. Some competitors will bill you the lump sum every month, the same amount, and it's frustrating because they're not on site. You they will bill, and then you're banging the table. It's based on performance of the work. So
show it. I couldn't find it. Rasul, can you find it so we can take a look at it real quick?
Yeah, it's I don't think it's something that's being communicated verbally, if I'm not mistaken.
Let's have it by tomorrow's meeting, Patrick.
Okay, sure. Well, we'll have something prepared. Yeah.
And also the 3.85. So we have the award portion, and then there is the loan portion. So again, I think the important that we see, the board sees it. I'm sure you have it, how that allocation goes, what funds we're using, when and how, when the interest accrues, all that. I would like to see that, how that moves along, and what are we using for what, and so on and so forth.
Sure. This is Patrick again. That's something that we're working through. As I think the committee is aware, that money is not immediately available, that $58.8 million, but we are getting advanced design and advanced site acquisition funds. That's going to the state allocation board on April 26th. So soon thereafter, we would be eligible to receive, a first tranche of money. What we need to do navigate is how we use that money, because as you know, we have a loan on the property right now. It's up to, I think, $25 million is what they committed, CLI Capital, of which we've already spent like $9.5 million on the acquisition. So we need to navigate carefully there because, CLI Capital still has a lien on the property. We will have this additional money coming in. So, you know, that money we can apply to the acquisition, and then that could free up money from the CLI capital loan, and they could make that available during the construction period. So there's some logistics, some timing that we need to work out. But, you know, CLI Capital has been a good partner so far. You know, they know that we received this award. So I think we'll be able to work something out.
Great. Thanks, Patrick. Why I bring this up is I'm sitting at the school that we were involved in, same $18 million. $9 million award. We had to go through the process. And at the time, we didn't have the time crunch when we were building this school. Financially, still though, we had to jump too many ropes during the acquisition and construction, and the money was coming in phases. It is the state. We had to go up to Sacramento, present it to Katrina Johankin, to explain the how this is crucial that we have that money. It was our first time experience. I would hate ourselves to go through that again. In this case, though, MSA 5, we don't have that luxury. We were in another building in Costa Mesa when this construction money was gotten, and we were a little more relaxed than our inexperience kind of was like, I don't want to say compensated, but leveraged by time, where we weren't too much crunch. But here, a little a hiccup just throws everything apart. And I want all of us to be aware of it. I'm sure you are. But I find myself in a position where we have to be extra diligent. And finances have to go hand in hand with the construction, with everything else. Because Erickson Hall or anybody else, when the money stops, project stops. So we can't afford that. So let's, and sums are huge. So it's not that we can bridge it quickly. So I strongly suggest that we look at the payment plans. I strongly suggest we have dynamic budget. As such, we have the project phases. So that's my feedback. But very much appreciated. I am excited to see Erickson Hall on board. C team, I don't know if anybody else on the C team wants to contribute. I'm not sure if Erdinch is here for academic purposes, the classrooms, everybody, everything else, that we are all on this, including the school principals and others, that they're giving their feedbacks in time. And I, like I said in the last meeting or at the board retreat, just because the CM or whoever was supposed to calculate parking spots for high schoolers in Santa Ana, we had to change the shape of the building. That threw the project off with DSA 6 months for a 12 parking spots that wasn't thought for. So let's try to get every bits and bytes out and provide as much as feedback as we can to Erickson Hall so that we don't look back and I think again where we missed it. At the school that I'm sitting here, unfortunately, we cannot have basketball games because of a half a meter, about 2 feet that we missed during the construction. Gym was built afterwards, so I can't speak for what happened. However, it is a miss. Mm-hmm. So let's not repeat what we had. Let's learn from it. We have a great school here in Santa Ana. We can run better one in MSA 5. So I call everyone to be diligent and pay extra attention as we move forward. Thank you.
This is Alfredo McCann. Definitely want to just say that we appreciate your feedback, and I'm glad that you were part of staff at that time, because your knowledge here, especially having gone through the project at Santa Ana, is super valuable.
So everything you shared in terms of all hands on deck, definitely. We've had many meetings, but not to the level that you're talking about. And I do think that resonates today, that we definitely have to have other CT members, principals, and everyone to give that feedback. And I agree with you. I'm excited because I can't wait to see our building August 2024. But I also know that one misstep does take us back quite a bit far. So I don't want that. So we will work on creating and strengthening the structures where everyone does give that proper feedback. And we are obviously consulting with the audit and facilities team to make sure that, you know, everything is just very crisp so we could get that delivery date of August 2024.
This is Patrick, if I may just make a final comment. I wasn't here for the Santa Ana school building construction, so I can't speak to it too much. I feel like we did proper due diligence on this project. I think we know what to expect. I think we have a good team. I think DLR has done a bang up job to guide us along the design, helping us make those choices, sometimes hard choices, so that we can bring this project within the budget. It's still a challenge, but we are, I think every week we go over floor plans, and it could be tedious at times, but we're being very thoughtful about those kinds of things. The other thing that I would point out is, it's a matter of cash flow, right? It's a matter of cash flow. In Santa Ana, it doesn't sound like you had any kind of bridge to keep the project going without any gaps because of cash flow. I think we're in a materially different position here. We have a lender that's been very helpful. I mean, it comes at a handsome cost, but they've been responsive. And I think, once they heard about our award, they were really impressed, happy about it. So I think if we'll have this additional money that comes in from the advanced design and site acquisition, and so we can talk to the Office of Public School Construction about, okay, how can we use this money most effectively? Can we actually apply it to construction because we already own it? That may be an option. Maybe we pay back CLI Capital and say, we're going to pay you back, but we want to make draws down on the original loan commitment so that we can move forward with the construction piece. So I feel good in this instance that we can move forward without those gaps. Certainly it may be a challenge. I would say I'm particularly concerned, towards the second half of the construction. But I think from the outset, I think we have, we're on a solid footing. And I don't think cash flow is going to be an issue.
Steve, is it possible basically on a monthly basis to get an update on funds going out on this project so that we can see what is going out, what we have in? Because I want to make sure that we don't run into this problem that we did in Santa Ana, down also in San Diego. So I've been around too long to know that we have to have tight reins on our budget.
Yeah, absolutely. budget versus actuals, just to let you know how much has been spent down versus how much is remaining. And obviously we'll continue to look at ways in which we can utilize the state funding to help reduce borrowing costs wherever possible. And so as Patrick mentioned, cash flow is certainly in a much better position cash wise than we've been in some time. And so that certainly helps matters. But to McCutcheon's point, we definitely don't want to keep take our eye off the ball on this either. This is something that we should, obviously look at it and look at very carefully. I'll work with Patrick and take a look at updated information. I'll put together something that I can share with you for tomorrow's meeting, and then subsequently we'll provide you monthly updates for your request.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Before reading the motion, any further questions from the committee? No further questions. The motion is for the committee to approve the selection of Erickson Hall Construction to provide construction management services for MSA 5's new construction project at 7111 Winnetka Avenue in Winnetka based on a multi-prime delivery method for a total fee of $3,850,000, $3,784,607 plus $65,393 or contingency, and further approve that NPS staff be authorized to negotiate and sign a professional services contract for said services in such form as NPS staff may deem appropriate and in the best interest of NPS. Furthermore, for the committee to approve and recommend that the board adopts the same. Would a committee member like to move the motion?
I'll move, Nikon.
Thank you, Mr. Mohamedov. Is there a second?
I'll second it, Diane.
Thank you, Ms. Gonzalez, for seconding. I'll take roll call vote. Mr. Mohamedov?
Yes.
Yes. Ms. Gonzalez?
Yes.
Yes. Mr. Sheehan?
Yes.
Yes. Thank you to our committee members. The motion carries with unanimous approval. And that concludes all of our items for tonight's meeting. At this moment, I'll turn it over to Mr. Mohamedov. If you may please adjourn, the time is 6:57 p.m.
Thank you, everyone. I'd like to adjourn Magnolia Public Schools Audit and Facilities Committee meeting. Thank you.
Thank you,
everyone. Have a good evening.
Have a good evening.
Bye-bye. Take care.
Bye.
Tomorrow, go con.